Walker and Newman have often mentioned spiking the plan to spend about $800 million in federal funds to build high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison. But during a forum televised statewide last night, the two Republicans took an additional step. In response to a question from La Crosse, Walker acknowledged that halting the rail program in eastern Wisconsin would probably kill the potential for faster rail service in the western part of the state.
People in Wisconsin will not see high-speed rail if I'm the governor, period.
Walker says the funds should instead be steered toward improving roads and bridges.
We have done it in the past in 1998. The governor went to the Congress, the congressional delegation from Wisconsin, reappropriated it so it could be spent on the Marquette interchange instead of hundreds of millions of dollars coming out of the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We need to do the same thing here.
Mark Newman says he'd rather have the money go towards lowering taxes.
If we can keep the $810 million in the state of Wisconsin, I would be very clear to our listeners that it will come back to them in the form of a tax cut. Scott, as I understand your position, you would spend it on roads and bridges. I'll only say if we need more money for roads and bridges, we're going to reprioritize spending so we can have our infrastructure.
Newman and Walker also clashed again over Newman's controversial property tax relief plan, with Newman telling Walker that Walker just didn't understand it. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.